This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are joined on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line by James Gartner, who is now the officially endorsed GOP candidate for Buffalo Mayor. James, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
I want to start off, it's been an uphill battle for Republicans in the city of Buffalo. Haven't had a Republican mayor since the 1960s. What do you think the party can do to win support in the city?
Well, I think what we must do is take our message everywhere, every corner of the city. I think what we're seeing locally, even though it's not happening probably as quickly as I and some other people in the party would probably like, and we're certainly seeing it nationally, is that we have a winning message. And when voters have the opportunity to hear from us, hear from people who carry a message of fiscal responsibility, of accountability, and responsive constituent service, it's a winning message. And I frankly, and also a message of change. I think particularly in the city of Buffalo, taxpayers and people who live here are frankly tired of it. They're tired of business as usual. They're tired of government as usual. They're tired of Main Street looking like it's a dirt road. I mean, everybody understands that there needs to be a fundamental change in the way that City Hall does business, and we are presented with a golden opportunity right now to take our message to every voter in the city and hopefully change some minds and offer them a true alternative vision.
James, were you drafted by the party, or did you seek this out on your own?
Look, I am a proud city resident. I am always willing to step up. This is something that I've been interested in. I'm interested, obviously, in my community. Obviously, I ran last year for district attorney. I care about our community. I care. I'm a lifelong city resident, and frankly, it became clear to me as I heard the other candidates emerge that all they were going to offer were the same platitudes, the same non-answers to the really hard questions that I think are facing the city. So I was tremendously honored to be given the opportunity to represent the Republican Party and to receive the support of the Conservative Party in carrying our message.
Some of the biggest issues in this coming election, the 33 tunnel project, of course, the city's deficit we've heard a lot about from the Democratic candidates. You, of course, as you mentioned, ran for Erie County DA against Mike Kane. Do you think it's fair to say that you'll also focus on crime as part of your platform?
Absolutely. Look, it's I don't think I'm going to be the first person to run for mayor of any major city to say that it comes down to safe streets and paved streets. I mean, this is really what it comes down to. The issues that were relevant in the DA race are clearly relevant here. People deserve to have safe neighborhoods, safe schools. They deserve to live in a community where police officers are supported, and where crime prevention and crime reduction has to be the top two issues that any mayor faces and must contend with. And I feel confident that I have the background and the skill to make sure that happens under my watch as mayor.
We're talking live with GOP candidate for Buffalo Mayor James Gardner. James, where do you stand on the 33 project, which has been suspended by a judge right now?
You know, at a time where our city is obviously in a huge financial hole, it just seems to me like such a profoundly wasteful project. This is not where federal dollars should not be being allocated to cover a short distance of roadway going into downtown Buffalo, when we have vast expanses of urban prairie in the city of Buffalo. There, that money, if it's going to be spent in Buffalo, I could think of 100 different ways it could be spent more efficiently that would better serve the residents of the city of Buffalo, particularly the residents. And I know, like, the city is a regional hub, and when the city of Buffalo does well, Erie County and Western New York do well. But when you're mayor of the city of Buffalo, you have to be primarily concerned about the well-being of the citizens of Buffalo. And I'm not sure that building a covered underpass is really the best use of taxpayer dollars, even if they're coming from the federal government.
Well, where should that money go?
When you look at the amount of federal money that has been allocated to the city in terms of community block grants, I'd love to see targeted investments, particularly in neighborhoods east of Main Street, where you begin to build affordable housing and build a nexus of housing that begins to return these vast open lots to the tax rolls. That's what we should be doing. We shouldn't be, and I'm not a huge proponent for government injected directed spending, but if we're going to be the beneficiaries of it, I want to see that money used not only to put more residential properties and more commercial properties on the tax rolls here, I also want to see it used to make the lives of the people who already live here better. And I don't know that that's served by putting a roof on a highway. At a minimum, let's get our roads paved. Let's make sure that we have enough snow plows to clear the roads. Let's make sure that the police departments and the fire departments have all the equipment that they need. Let's start there before we start worrying about covering an overpass, an underpass.
James, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate talking to you. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
James Gardner is an attorney and now a Republican candidate for mayor of Buffalo.